Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hello again, and welcome to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, and this is our countdown of the most popular songs in the USA. First off, I'd like to say thank you to Charlie Van Dyke for sitting in and doing the countdown last week. Now, let's set the stage for this week's 40 Biggest Hits by recapping last week's top three. At number three last week was That's What Friends Are For by Dion and Friends. At number two was Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy. And last week's number one was Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie. It's been at number one for 4 weeks now. Will it stay for a fifth? We'll find out as we count them down.
Number 40.
Leading off is the first hit by a new band put together by the bass player of Genesis, Mike Rutherford. His extracurricular group includes English singer and keyboardist Paul Carrick. They call themselves Mike and the Mechanics, and their song coming in at number 40 is Silent Running. Debuting at number 40, that's Silent Running by Mike and the Mechanics, a new band led by Mike Rutherford, who plays bass with the band Genesis. Their song is one of only two hits that debut this week on American Top 40, and the two hits that fall out are Object of My Desire by Starpoint and Emergency by Kool and the Gang. Now, here's the other debut song, the latest from Starship. Coming in at number 39, it's Sarah. Debuting at number 39 with Sarah, Starship, from the LP Knee Deep in the Hoopla. Whatever happened to the youngest female solo singer ever to hit the top 40? She was 12 years old when she sang this song.
Tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
I have details coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
Billboard ranks them, AT40 counts them down. Here's the first American hit for an Irishman named Jimmy McShane. He lives in Italy, and he calls himself Baltimora. His song, climbing two notches to number 38, is Tarzan Boy. With the song Tarzan Boy, a newcomer to the chart who's Irish and lives in Italy, Baltimora moves from number 40 to number 38, second week in the countdown. Now, let's find out whatever happened to the youngest female solo singer ever to hit the top 40. She set the record with this song when she was just 12 years old.
She wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man. She wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
In 1959, a seventh grade girl in Southern California named Geraldine Ann Pasquale recorded that song called Pink Shoelaces. The record producer billed her on the label as Dodie Stevens. She told us she didn't like the name and she didn't like the song either. She thought it was just a dumb novelty song, and what she really wanted to do was to sing ballads. Well, that dumb novelty song went all the way to number 3, and it made 12-year-old Dodie Stevens a celebrity. She had 4 smaller hits after that, then retired at the ripe old age of 17. She got married, moved from California to Missouri. And for the next few years, the public didn't hear from Dodie Stevens. Then, in her mid-20s, Dodie decided to try a comeback, this time under the name Geraldine Stevens. She began working as an opening act in Las Vegas and as a backup singer for stars like Raquel Welch and Diane Carroll. She became a regular member of the Sergio Mendez Band. And from 1975 until now, she's been a background singer and dancer touring with country star Mac Davis. Today, she makes her home in L.A.'s San Fernando Valley, and using the name Jerry Stevens McGee, the former Dodie Stevens performs with her husband in a group called Jabop, touring the country singing oldies. And that's whatever happened to the youngest female solo singer ever to hit the top 40. She hit number 3 with Pink Shoelaces when she was 12 years old. She was Dodie Stevens then. Now she's Jerry Stevens McGee. And the countdown continues on American Top 40.
Number 37.
With a song they took to number 8, here are ZZ Top. They fall 16 notches this week to 37 with Sleeping Bag. Falling from 21 to 37, the recent top 10 record from the LP Afterburner, Sleeping Bag by ZZ Top. Up next, A-ha's follow-up to Take On Me.
Casey's Coast to Coast, Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
We're on our way to the number one song in the USA. Here's the three-man band from Norway, A-ha, with the follow-up to their number one song, Take On Me. Up a notch to number 36, here's The Sun Always Shines on TV. A-ha, moving from 37 to 36, third week in the countdown with The Sun Always Shines on TV. We're counting down on American Top 40 to a song from Corey Hart's current album, Boy in the Box, an album that Corey says is dedicated to one of the most famous actors in film history, a man who starred in only three movies and died nearly 30 years ago. But his name is as well known today as it ever was. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast.
Every week, American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world on great radio stations like Coastal Carolina's Best Rock, WHSL, 97 FM, Wilmington, North Carolina, Western Illinois' Music FM, Q93, WGBQ, Galesburg, Illinois, and Western Colorado's number one FM, QFM, KQIX, Grand Junction. Here's the recent number six hit by the Duran Duran spinoff band, Arcadia, dropping 20 notches to number 35, It's Election Day. Election Day by Arcadia. 12th week in the survey, it falls from 15 to 35. Now we're up to the latest hit by Corey Hart. It's from his album Boy in the Box, an album that Corey says is dedicated to one of the most famous actors in film history. A man who starred in only three movies and died 30 years ago, but is as well known today as he ever was. The screen legend I'm talking about was born in Indiana and raised in L.A. He began acting on stage when he was still a teenager. He played several bit parts in some small movies. Then he landed his first major role in a film called East of Eden. Within the next year, he starred in two more films, Rebel Without a Cause and Giant. Then, just after he finished his work on Giant, in September of 1955, he was killed in a car crash. Only one of his three films, East of Eden, had been released before his death. And when the other two films opened, James Dean, who died at age 24, became a cult idol. To North Americans, he became the symbol of the teenage rebel. And today, the name James Dean is as famous as it's ever been. Singer Corey Hart recently told us that his album title and song, Boy in the Box, are dedicated to James Dean because, quote, he represents the qualities of nonconformity and rebelliousness that I admire. The difference is that James Dean felt trapped and I don't. End of quote. Here's Corey Hart with the third hit from his Boy in the Box album. Up a notch to number 34, it's Everything in My Heart.
NewCheckDownloads.com.